This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Shaken baby, shaken faith in our system of justice. It all began 15 years ago when seven-week-old Edsel's grandmother Shirley ran into her daughter's room holding Edsel, who was limp and unresponsive, and EMTs could not resuscitate him. Doctors originally blamed sudden infant death syndrome, but after an autopsy, the coroner concluded that the cause of death was shaken baby syndrome. When told of that finding, Shirley allegedly said, "Oh my God, did I do it?" She was convicted and sentenced to 15 years in prison. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered her release three times, holding there was insufficient evidence of shaken baby syndrome. But the U.S. Supreme Court reversed three times, stating that federal courts cannot overturn jury verdicts that are supported by the evidence. Three justices dissented, but the majority ruled, and Shirley will remain behind bars, proving that even shaky jury verdicts have staying power. And the Supreme Court is the Supreme Court. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.